It's a sensitive place to stage a protest, but these Americans, deeply concerned with the CIA's unmanned airstrikes in Pakistan, felt the best place to voice their outrage would be here in Langley, Virginia, at the headquarters of the Central Intelligence Agency.
I don't think we can separate either the torture, the drones, or the killing of civilians any little bit from the whole injustice of this illegitimate war on terror.
The activists came from all over the country to this remote location in Northern Virginia.
The use of drones, and we're absolutely opposed to that. And so many innocent people are being killed as a result of that.
The use of predator drone attacks in the CIA's covert war in Pakistan has resulted in the deaths of hundreds of innocent Pakistani civilians. Taliban leaders later revealed the deadly bombing killing seven CIA agents was in retaliation for the rise in civilian death tolls from the drone attacks.
And we know the fear that's created among the civilian population in Afghanistan, in Pakistan. Now they've been used in Yemen, in Somalia, and Syria. And where is this going to stop? It really needs to stop now.
People don't realize that drone attacks kill hundreds of civilians every time they're executed. And with this policy of Obama's, he's done 300 in the first six months of his presidency, more than George Bush did in 3 years.
For these organizers, a protest against the CIA would not be complete if former Vice President Dick Cheney was not involved.
We found out that Dick Cheney has a new house just, you know, less than a mile away from the CIA, so we thought that that would be a good connection.
But when they attempted to cross the street toward the former vice president's new home, the Fairfax police blocked the area.
He might have another heart attack in his knee!
Dick Cheney and George Bush started many of these programs under their regime. They didn't start them. They greatly increased them after the, you know, excuse of 9/11. And we believe that Dick Cheney and George Bush and that whole administration need to be held accountable.
The types of suffering he's put out into the world, the horrible policies that he helped implement, you know, my personal feeling is how he's helping erode the Constitution of the United States.
These veteran activists say the ongoing use of drone attacks is the CIA and military's new form of interventionalism. And since it's conveniently covert, it will be easier to conceal information from the general public, even as the civilian death toll is drastically rising. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, at the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia.